Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Carol Masser. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
They will never forget you till somebody new comes along.
Yeah, somebody new as the chief executive of Intel, Brian Krzanich. And something new for our next guest, Joanne Feeney, founder and semiconductor analyst at High Peaks Analytics, joins us on the RingCentral phone line from Minneapolis. Joanne, good to have you with us on Bloomberg.
Tim, great to be back. Thanks.
Tell us about High Peaks Analytics. What is it?
Well, High Peaks is my own little venture. I'm looking to do my coverage of my semiconductor names on my own for a while. And so I just got a website up and running, and I'm continuing to write on my names.
And why High Peaks? Why the name High Peaks Analytics?
The High Peaks are the upper part of the Adirondack Mountains up by Lake Placid. And I thought of this this name about 10 years ago, and I was thinking of doing a little consulting. So I resurrected it now to fit with the coverage of semiconductor names. Seems like people want to go after those high peaks in the stocks.
All right, so the high peaks of the stocks when it comes to Intel and the new chief executive, Brian Krzanich. What can you tell us about him?
Well, I did have the opportunity to have dinner with Brian with a bunch of people not long ago. And, he certainly is a very strong insider. He's been with the company for years. He is steeped in the technology. And I think he really is the one that can push Intel to its next future, which will be taking advantage of that manufacturing lead that they have and doing more with it than just making their own chips.
Joanne, why is it that an insider can do it better? They've had an insider running the company. Why is it that an insider is the right person, rather not an outside person who might have some interesting new views?
Well, that I'm sure was a tough decision for the company. I'm sure they looked carefully at some of the outside candidates. I think the reason why they wanted to stick with an insider is because the key advantage that Intel has, and I think that on which they'll build their future, is on the manufacturing side. It is their advantage in making chips smaller, faster, and cheaper by doing so. And so to take Brian, who is clearly, the master of that universe, and put him in charge, I think gives Intel a great advantage. They could have brought somebody in from the outside, maybe with a different strategic vision, but I'm not sure that's what they need right now. I think they need really to leverage their advantage and bring it to new markets like as a foundry with working for Altera and now Microsemi.
So, Joanne, why is Intel interested in getting into the media business? They've got a whole division with these big radar dishes atop buildings in one of their super secret locations in their Santa Clara and their Silicon Valley offices. Why are they getting into the media business, streaming media to people's homes?
Well, I think they see the convergence that's inevitable between hardware, software, and content. And I think they recognize that if they want to be a part of the content future, they need to tie those together. And I think that they have recognized that there's a way to push hardware and software together to take advantage of their manufacturing advantage, to be able to do that more efficiently than perhaps standalone separate media companies can do.
You think they're going to be successful? A lot of companies have looked to media to make things happen for them.
Yeah, I think it's really early to tell. It's been set up within the company as a project, and they're certainly putting a lot of resources into it. I think it's yet to be determined. I don't think I'd be buying the stock on that basis, but I think Intel has the power and the resources to bring in a lot of talent, and I think if they can find a way to again find the advantages in that convergence, they'd be a good candidate to do it.
Joanne, does it all come down to, very simply put, that Intel has to have a bigger presence in the mobility space? We know whether it's Facebook, whether it's Apple, whether it's whomever, it's the mobile space that everybody's playing in, whether it's your smartphone, whether it's the tablet, as people move away from the PC environment. Does it kind of just whittle down to that?
There's no question, Carol, that Intel needs to be present in that faster growth market. And one way to do that is to try to get into smartphones and into tablets on the hardware side. One way is to try to do it on the content side. But that's where the market is growing. But let's not forget that Intel is already pretty involved in mobility because of their servers. And those servers are powering the databases and the cloud centers that enable the backbone of the mobility world.
But they need to be at the front more, don't they?
I agree with you completely. They do. They need to be in the consumer devices that really are experiencing the strongest growth. But they need also to make sure they stay ahead in the server game. And they better also be prepared to devise chips that are going to be much lower power for these microservers that are coming along as well.
All right. JoAnn Feeney, founder and semiconductor analyst of High Peaks Analytics, joining us on the Ring Central phone line from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.